The House and Senate returned following midterm elections with a significant list of unfinished items to address. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to give an update on what we should expect in the coming weeks.
At this point, Congress is back. This is their second week back in session following the elections. And so both the House and Senate leadership elections have been completed, and really no changes within the leadership structure in either body, obviously the one exception being on the Senate side, where next year Republicans will be in control of that chamber instead of the Democrats. And then of note for agriculture specifically, the House Republican Conference elected their committee chairman for the new Congress, and Congressman Mike Conaway from Texas was elected chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, which is certainly very good news for the cotton industry.
As we look at the list of issues that Congress needs to address before they depart sometime in mid to late December,
one of the must-do items is a funding bill for the federal government. The current continuing resolution expires on December 11th, so there's a lot of focus now between House and Senate leadership in trying to negotiate a funding bill. And the debate is over whether or not it will be a omnibus appropriations bill, meaning it will fund the remainder of the fiscal year, or if it will be another short-term continuing resolution into early 2015, and then they would take up a new funding bill at that time when, again, Republicans are in control of the Senate rather than Democrats.
And then the other thing that seems to be factoring into that is
the pending announcement from the White House regarding immigration and what executive action there the president may take. Obviously, leaders in Congress are looking at how they may react to that executive action and whether or not they want to use the appropriations process to potentially counteract that.
In addition to the funding process,
there's a lot of focus on the tax extenders legislation, which really deals with a number of tax provisions that have either already expired or are scheduled to expire at the end of 2014. And particularly for agriculture and for the cotton industry, two that we're really focused on trying to get extended and renewed are the Section 179 expensing and then also the bonus depreciation provision. Again, there's debate whether or not these should be permanent or long-term extensions, or rather a one or two-year extension, making it retroactive to cover the 2014 year, and then looking at trying to do something more comprehensively as part of a broader tax reform package that Congress may consider in 2015.